This is Talking Business. Joining me now is Mario Hassanakos, who is the founder, co-founder of Spriggy. G'day, Mario. Perhaps you'd better just start with telling us what Spriggy is. Because, I actually think it's fantastic. What a great idea it is.
Thanks, Alan. Pleasure to be here. Spriggy is a way for families to teach kids about money in a digital age. It's a prepaid card for kids down to ages as young as 6 with a mobile banking app that parents and kids use together. So parents can pay pocket money digitally from any Australian bank account or debit card, pay that money in real time, and then kids can spend on that card either in-store or online, or they can put money aside that they save specifically that's not available for spending. Parents have visibility over all of that.
Is it a bank debit card?
The formal definition is a prepaid card, but it works very much like a debit card. So you can only spend the funds that are on the card, absolutely no credit, and then you can access the balance and the transactions from a mobile app.
And you can spend it anywhere, can you?
Yeah, that's right.
And can you pay wave it?
That's right. So you can tap and go with the card as well.
And how long has it been going? When did you start the business?
We came together about 3 years ago, but the product went live to market for the very first time about 2 years ago now, in late 2016. And since then, it's been an amazing experience. We've had such a great take-up from families in Australia. Today, we have 160,000 parents and kids using Spriggy and growing every month. It's been an awesome response, and it's so great to be building something that's made an impact for so many families here in Australia.
So when you say we, it's you and Alex Badran, who is the co-founder. Did you guys go to university together, or how did you get together?
We met in a past life. We both happened to work for the same bank before we started Spriggy, and I think we came together over the idea that it was a real challenge in Australia from a perspective of financial education. It's a challenging thing to teach in schools, and there's not a lot of dedicated resources out there to help parents, and that's more and more true in a digital age than it ever has been. It was hard enough when we were kids with pocket money, in cash, money boxes. These days with money more and more ethereal in a digital world, it's harder and harder for parents to teach kids about money. So we came together over the idea that if we were going to make an impact here in financial education in Australia, we needed to start young. We needed to help parents teach kids about money. And we needed to do it in a way that was super relevant for the digital age. So we packed up the banking jobs, threw that career in, and started from scratch. And that was, like I say, over 3 years ago now. But today we have an awesome team, still small.
What did you have to do to start it? How hard was it?
Yeah, I remember when we first started pitching the idea, people thought we were crazy. We effectively need to build the equivalent infrastructure of a bank account. And we were at the time two talented technology guys, but not much more than that. So we pitched the idea all around town to established banks. It was tough to get anybody to buy in. So we ended up building the thing really from scratch with some key technology partners. We raised capital along the way and have built out an awesome team to date. I think that's really one of the greatest achievements we've had. The 15-odd people that we worked with today are a really extraordinary group, and it kind of lets us do the impossible. It's been an awesome journey so far and really just getting started. So much more to go.
So it is quite a big team for a three-year-old startup. I mean, how much money have you raised?
We've raised just over $6 million to date.
And how much of you and Alex still own of the business?
We are still majority owners ourselves, and we still control the business, which is great. I mean, Alex and I have a real vision for what we want to do for financial literacy in this country, and I think we've been really fortunate to this point to have an awesome group of investors who really back that view. It's not for everyone. I think people are pretty used to these traditional banking models here in the country, and the idea that you can replace a service or provide an alternative with a completely different model is something that's new to people. We've been lucky enough to find an investor group that really supports that and backs Alex and I to build the vision where, you know, the financial products that you use on a day-to-day basis can help you and your family have better financial outcomes, not just separate you from your fees.
So when you say you started your own, you had to start a bank account or equivalent to a bank account, do you mean that you don't have a relationship with an existing bank so that it is actually your bank account? Does that mean you have to have a banking license, or is it a bank account with a bank?
It's all really good questions, Alan. We chart a novel path here in Australia. We certainly don't have a banking license ourselves, and we don't hold the funds that families deposit on the Spriggy platform. We contract an authorised deposit-taking institution whose main business is as a wholesale provider of payments and settlement services. They're licensed by APRA to hold deposit funds. Indue is their name. They're a wholesale institution. They don't have bricks and mortar themselves, but they service a lot of Australia's credit unions and building societies.
Oh, okay.
And that's all a reasonably new model.
And tell us about how you make money. What's your pricing? How does it work?
So Spriggy's free to try, and then after a 30-day trial period, there's a $30 annual fee per child in your family. And we're really honest and upfront and transparent about that. I think, you know, something that a lot of people don't appreciate is that your day-to-day bank account, generally, unless you have hundreds of thousands of dollars on deposit, is a loss leader for many banks. They wear the expense on that with the idea of getting you into a credit card or a mortgage at some point in the future. For Spriggy, we don't have that option. We're not about any of that. For us, it's always been about a better tool to help parents teach kids about money in a digital age. And so what we've done is we've taken all the input costs, and there's a big schedule of fees. It's kind of complicated. We've distilled all of that away to try and make it super simple for parents. If you're willing to make an investment to help your kids grow up to have better financial habits, $30 a year, it's a small price to pay for them growing up to have those healthy habits in adulthood that can be worth tens of thousands of dollars and a lifetime of happiness about money.
Yeah, and I suppose the aim would be to keep a small amount of money on the card as possible, so that you just top it up each week or something.
We think what makes sense for a lot of our families is to have a separate high interest savings account with a bank that doesn't have the same features and functionalities that Spriggy does, to help keep control of your kids' day to day spending. Get a separate account, put those funds in a high interest bearing account somewhere else, and then have the money that kids make daily spending decisions with in a place like Spriggy, where they can keep making their own financial decisions. Parents can have visibility on that, and kids can learn by doing. One day, we'd love to offer our own, and that's certainly on our roadmap towards what we'd like to build with Spriggy. But in the way it works today, the two things really work well, because, you know, interest is a really important part of financial literacy. Learning the power of compounding is one of the most valuable lessons you can learn as a kid, as a child, learning the good habits with money. So using the two products in concert, a high interest savings account with another provider and Spriggy for those day-to-day expenses, turns out to be really successful for a lot of our families.
I mean, obviously you could set up a prepaid debit account or debit card with an existing bank account, the family bank account. You could and give that to a kid. So what do you offer that wouldn't provide?
Well, that's an interesting question, Alan. It turns out it's actually pretty hard. So almost all of Australia's banks don't offer a debit card, a way that you can pay online, until a minimum age of 14. When we launched in Australia, we were the very first, and we launched with a minimum age of 8. And in a digital age, that's super important, because for parents, so much of what kids want to spend and what they need to learn to resist is online. And we had so many families telling us that their kids were borrowing their credit card to buy online, and then they would have no control or visibility, and the kids would just spend up a bill, and they had very little recourse to try and keep these kids to a budget, which was such a crucial part of those developing those early healthy financial habits. Also, you know, our service is super convenient. It's built, purpose-built for families. So for one, you can sign up all online. You don't have to go into a branch with a birth certificate and bring your kids, and you can do that all online with Spriggy. You can see all your kids in one view, which is great, and then you can help them save with setting up an infinite number of virtual savings accounts. You can set tasks and chores within the app. So as a parent, if you have jobs that your kids do to get pocket money, you can set those up within the app. And then I think probably one of the other really key features for us is we provide an app login for the child as well. In a digital age where kids have so much of what their financial life is going to be online, interacting with mobile apps with their financial service providers, it's kind of crazy that they don't get that early exposure from a young age. Most banks won't give mobile app banking access to kids under 16. But with Spriggy, they get their own access right from the beginning. So they get to make their own spending and savings decisions, how they allocate funds. They can track their own spending, stick to their own pocket money budget every period, every week, or every fortnight. Those features together are all really purpose-built for that digital pocket money experience and helping kids learn by doing when it comes to money in a digital age.
Interesting. I must say, it feels a bit like you guys are overqualified. You're a physicist, Mario, and Alex has a PhD in mathematics. So, you both ended up at the bank, Citigroup.
Yeah, it's been a real change for us. I think, you know, Alex and I both spent the better part of our professional careers doing things that was really difficult to explain to your mother how they worked. from physics to, we worked in kind of the pointy end of banking in financial markets, in some exotic financial instruments. And I think, one lesson I take away from all of that is just how powerful education can be. I myself don't come from a super financially literate family initially, and didn't have a lot of exposure to making my own money decisions from a young age. And then, we joined banking right in the middle of the financial crisis, and it was a supercharged learning experience of how the global economy works, but then also how the microeconomy works and how and so much of all that's in between. I feel very fortunate for having that education. I was very lucky. And the idea that most of Australia misses out on that opportunity is something that really resonates with Alex and I, particularly when it comes to money, which is such a stressful issue for so many people. So it's flattering for you to say overqualified, but I feel like we arrived just in time. The opportunity to be able to use some of the tools of technology we do to help teach kids about money is a super worthwhile application of all the gifts of education we were given today.
I have to leave it there, Mario. Thanks. It's been great talking to you.
Great.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure, Alan. Thanks so much.
I'll be talking to Mario Hassanakos, who is the co-founder of Spriggy.